even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, you're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and this is Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. The truth about success. From the time you were a child, you can probably remember wanting to have success. Pockets filled with money. A bank account filled to the brim. Unlimited access to cash. The messages were all around you in one form or another that you deserve to be successful. Go out there and get that money. Get it. If you turn on the television or social media or any video format, you will be inundated with messages about what success is supposed to look like. They show you all the happy, shiny people insisting that you can be one of them, driving the finest cars, dressed in the latest fashions, looking stylish as your Lexus pulls into the driveway of your multi-million-dollar home. And, of course, the only food that's going to touch that refined palate of yours is being contact-free delivered to you from Whole Foods. Well, that seems like fun, right? I mean, that seems like a dream worth having. It's also true, though, that while some dream of success, others don't care as much about success as they do about getting money. And that, my friends, I'll just say up front, is a mistake. There's a reason that the Scripture teaches that the love of money is the root of all evil. That's the love of money, not money itself. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. Being focused on money blinds you from the true needs and concern for people. But let's move on. People that are money-focused never really considered what it takes to amass large sums of financial liquidity. They just know that they want it. What does it take to reach your goals? What does it take to get that kind of bank account that just seems that the funds are unlimited? What does it take to reach your goals and to realize your dreams? People have packaged and processed answers to those questions almost since the beginning of time. There seems to be no end to the number of people selling some formula that will act as a magic pill that opens the gateways to all that you fantasize about, leading to a life of fun and frolic. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's got the formula? Who's going to tell you the truth? Let me start with this. You must begin by understanding explicitly, as it relates to success, you must begin by understanding explicitly what success looks like to you, not someone else, to you. For a few moments, I'd like you to set aside all that you've heard and imagined and calmly consider what I've just said to you. Do you remember when you were a child at Thanksgiving or any other holiday where there's lots of food and lots of eating? I do. There was one phrase that adults would say to the children as we piled our plates high with everything we thought we wanted. They would say to us, "Your eyes are bigger than your stomach." That's a way of saying you don't want what you think you want. That is an important revelation. Because sometimes we think we want something that we really don't want. We see something and our eyes immediately send messages to our brain, "I want that." I can remember as a child going to the store and seeing what I thought looked like a tasty treat. It was so colorful. It looked really yummy. But I was a kid. And I pretty much did what my eyes told me to do or sought it out. And I remember, I think it was called a snowball or something like that, some type of pastry. And I remember biting into that pastry, and it was the most bitter tasting frosting that I'd ever tasted. Needless to say, I regretted that purchase. And that bitter taste stayed in my mouth for far longer than I wanted it to remain there. But we have to be careful about what we set our eyes on, because sometimes our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. That is our capacity. Sometimes we think we have the capacity for something we really don't have the capacity for. And that's a dangerous thing. What do you really want in this life? Take a moment and think about it. I think it's a mistake to look at someone else's achievements and compare them to your own. That's the breeding ground for envy, jealousy, and spite. What is good, though, is observation and research along with introspection. Too often we don't take the time to consider what is within us and what we really want. Because to be quite frank, we are distracted. It is so easy to be distracted in this day and time. I mean, you can be sitting in your own house and you get up to go get something and you forget what you were going after, and you come back and sit down, and then you remember again what you got up for. The simple truth about success is this. You may not be willing, even if you're able, to do what is required to have what someone else has. I'll say that again. You may not be willing, even if you are able, to do what is required to have what someone else has. I remember years ago as a musician, I used to envy those who were playing in the stadiums, friends of mine are playing in stadiums and playing with musical giants of that time, until I sat down and counted up the cost of what they had to pay to be where they were. Then I realized something. I don't want that. I'm glad they have what they want, but that's not what I want. It's not what excites me. But one time I thought I did, but I realized, no, I don't want that. Very important to know what you don't want. In my mind, finding the success you want requires one thing above all others: honesty. Honesty with yourself. I believe if you start there, you'll be met with ideas and concepts that will help you yield the kind of harvest you desire. You can't plant peas and expect a harvest of pineapples. That's just not how it works. The mystery of abundance, though, will transform into a roadmap if you start with honesty as a foundation. Understanding what you will and will not do. The truth about success, it's like farming. If you do what a farmer does, you'll get what a farmer has. The reason so many people miss opportunity for success is that, as it has been said, it is often dressed in overalls and it looks like work. But you got to put in that work. You have particular goals. It's like getting a particular kind of tree. Some trees only grow in certain climates and certain environments, and that is where you have to go for it to grow. And so to get the kind of success that is exceptional, then you must become an exceptional person. Put in the work, reap the rewards. You may be saying, that's all well and good, Bob, but how do I find my own roadmap to success? Or, what are the steps to orient my GPS for success? What are the steps to orient my GPS for success? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's 10 things you can do right now that can put you on the path to the fulfillment of your dreams and aspirations. Number one, don't trust your memory to be a file cabinet. Write your goals down in detail. Once again, don't trust your memory to be a file cabinet. Write your goals down in detail. Because it's the details that make the difference in terms of you achieving precisely what you want, so that you know what your brand of success looks like. Number two, spend an hour a day thinking of ideas that meet the needs of people. Spend an hour a day thinking of ideas that meet the needs of people. Number three, keep your ideas in a journal. That's right. You write them down. Don't just write them down on napkins. Put them in a place where you can get back to them easily and go over them and rehearse them and get them really into your soul. Number four, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. That is, develop who you are. Develop your skill sets to make yourself a more attractive person in the marketplace. Number five, develop a service mindset and not a money-only mindset. Develop a service mindset and not a money-only mindset. Number six, develop a healthy respect for money. You gotta respect it if you want to attract it. Because, strange as this may sound, money doesn't go where it's disrespected. Just like people. People don't like to be disrespected, and they're not going to hang around someone that constantly berates them, belittles them, or doesn't provide or doesn't give the proper value that should be given. Number six, again, develop a healthy respect for money. Number seven, develop exceptional skills. Too often people want exceptional pay for average service or skills. Well, how do you develop an outstanding skill set? That's number eight, be a reader. There are books upon books and videos in this day and age, the information age. The information is everywhere. Whatever it is you aspire to be, you can read about it. Somebody has put it in a book. Number nine, demand excellence from yourself. Demand excellence from yourself. Number 10, be accountable to someone who has the kind of success you are prepared to commit to achieving. Once again, become accountable to someone who has the kind of success you are prepared to commit to achieving. Now, this is by no means an exhaustive list, but I can tell you that it's a great starting point that will help you achieve what you want and not just think about what you want. Finally, don't be a hater. Thank you for joining us on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.